Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier. He is joined in the studio by the show's producer, Casey Capshaw.
Does skipping breakfast help you stay fit and focused? Is it possible to dramatically impact your quality of life with 3 focused hours a week? And how is it possible to create more joy and less stress by engaging your body and mind? This week, we're back in the studio with Rob McNamara of FullStrength.com. Listen as he explains how strength training is so much more than building bigger biceps. So you started describing the actual workout, like right. What an actual workout would be like. So what are the expectations? I'm also sitting here like, is this going to mean I'm in the gym 3 hours a day?
Absolutely. Well, we're done with Mr. McNamara now.
What's realistic? Like, I don't want to be in the gym for more than 30, 45 minutes. Like, help me out here. What does an actual workout look like? How many times a week? All that kind of stuff. Let's go into the nitty gritty.
Well, first of all, shorter is better. Okay. If you start going into 2 hour workouts, you know, it's kind of like the guy who is working 75 hours a week at their job.
Just wasting time.
Yeah. You're wasting time. You're not effective. You're not focused and you're not on task, you know, and the requisite level of intensity that you should be bringing gets kind of squashed down and spread out, you know? And so, you know, just by spending 2 hours or 3 hours in the gym, you might feel like, oh, well, I'm doing the right thing. And I put in
2 hours.
I put in my 2 hours, but I'm not good anywhere, you know,
yeah.
But that's expected. You know, you want to be focused on task, on point, in and out, you know, an hour tops.
Hour tops.
For most people.
And okay. How many times a week?
You know.
Is every day?
You know, I would recommend at least 3 times a week. You know, at least 3 times a week.
So 3 times a week for an hour, 3 hours to have, and you're saying that the benefits.
And that's on the long side of a workout.
That's a long workout, but, right? You mentioned an hour and 10 minutes last night for you and you were, you know, you went over it. Like what's kind of the least,
Yeah. You know, 30 minutes now, not including a warm up. Like if you spend 5 or 10 minutes just warming up and then you actually start working and dancing with the weights themselves, but a 30-minute workout can be really kick ass mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, you're really on point, you're focused, you're recovering when you need to cover, you know, you're watching the clock, managing your states, really staying engaged. 30-minute workout is just fantastic.
So if I'm not dicking around, I'm not watching ESPN or whatever the TV's on and screwing around and checking the phone and everything.
Yeah.
I can really
some girl around.
Following some girl or getting a restraining order, right? I can actually have a really quality 30-minute workout that would serve me just as much as some guy who thinks a 2-hour workout is going to serve me. 30
yeah.
minutes is
and
really
going to quality is the key word here, not quantity. It's all about quality.
Okay.
What's the focus and what's the immediate engagement with every single set of every rep.
And do like circuit workouts serve us, or do we want to focus on specific body parts or groups? Or
I like breaking up, you know, if you're going to work out 3 times a week, I like breaking it up into do all of your pushing movements in one, do all of your pulling movements in another, and then train your legs and your core.
Mm-hmm. So the 4 workouts for you a week kind of thing?
Three.
Okay. Yeah.
Legs and core can be like the same day.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm learning so much today.
Yeah, but really, we want to create the tightest, most focused contractions of the muscles that are being trained.
Okay.
You know, with the right form, you know, it's all about proper breathing, bringing the right amount of form. So if you don't know the right form, hire a freaking trainer. You know, go through 2 or 3 workouts and then fire them. Don't, you know, have them hold your hand for, you know, 8 weeks.
Absolutely. Especially if you're going to failure, if you're really pushing yourself hard, you need to have some guidance.
Right. Yeah. You want to have perfect form, and then you want to bring the tightest contraction of the muscles that you're training, which every single set.
Okay.
With every single repetition of every set. So that, you know, that's creating that really pronounced focus and high levels of intensity in your workout, and you can create a massive stimulus for the brain, for the body, the whole body mind, really the whole complete package of who you are gets stressed.
Mm-hmm.
and gives you that stimulus to grow and show up in a more full, robust, strong way.
I feel like we're getting good information, but like a book or a website or some other resource, do you recommend anything, or is there some way to get more information from you around this? Cause I'm just like, God, I want to work out with Rob now. I want to help me out. Or, you know,
I'm kind of afraid to work out with Rob.
I noticed you haven't called me yet together, Casey.
What's a great resource for this, this focused intensity training?
Sean Phillips, his new book is called Strength for Life. Yeah. And it's on pre-order right now. You can get your pre-orders in on amazon.com.
Okay. When's it going to be released? Cause this show might be on.
I believe it's the end of April.
Okay.
So it's right around the corner, but it's going to be, it's a fantastic resource, on all these fronts.
So. Okay, so at the end of April, Sean Phillips' book, and what's it called?
Strength for Life.
Strength for Life will be out, and this is a great approach. This is where we're going to get more around this.
It'll give you the tangible, like, X's and O's, like, block this guy, then do this, and then do that. And
okay.
It gives you kind of workouts to take, you know, anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes a day, and
okay.
Gives you a whole, you know, monthly and kind of transformation cycle. It's going to be, you know, it's probably the most significant fitness book ever.
Great.
So
awesome. Well, until then, I'll just fuck around.
Yeah. Just completely dick off and, you know, chase, you know, just follow that girl.
Just walk around the gym.
Yeah. Whatever she does, just do it with her, you know.
Cool. What else do we want to hit on?
Well, you know, you and Sean work together and you've created a nutrition product. It's a protein shake.
Yeah.
Maybe you could talk about, you know, how important nutrition is in this strength training process. I mean, is it 3 times a week and then I can go drink beer on the weekend and no big deal? You know, is it, you know, I have a pizza for dinner every night. You know, what is the role of nutrition in this? Cause I've heard you guys talk about it. It seems pretty significant.
Well, and we kind of started out on the fat loss angle. You know, we started on that discussion.
Was this for full strength is the shake?
Full strength is the nutrition shake at fullstrength.com. But so we started out talking about fat loss,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of people think that training or exercise is kind of like how you get fat loss. And there's definite truth to that, but probably 70% or more of the picture is what you're eating. You know, you train, you know, once a day at best, you know, maybe a couple times a week, but how many times a week are you eating? How many times a day are you eating?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be 70, you know, at least 70% of the picture of what your body composition is, how much muscle you have, how much fat you have, you know, what your bone density is, how hydrated you are. It's all, you know.
And this affects the cognitive, our abilities to think. And, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So yeah. It's not just, we're not just on the vanity level. This is about our ability to perform during the day.
Right,
and yeah. Food is playing a huge part of that.
Food is huge. And so kind of I'll just throw a couple tips out there for people. One,
absolutely.
Don't ever skip breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. If you skip breakfast, you've got a massive predisposition for snack foods and junk foods throughout the day. So your cognitive functioning is going to go down. You know, a lot of the things that we talked about with regards to exercise are also connected with nutrition. So if you can't not put gas in the car and expect to make it to work.
Mm-hmm. You got to eat breakfast.
Right. You got to eat breakfast or you're going to just be cognitively compromised all day long. Avoid big lunches. Big lunches are the other big kind of, in terms of research.
Even if I eat breakfast, avoid the big lunch?
Yeah. Big lunches crush cognitive functioning later in the day.
So I'm just a dipshit the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah. If you have that huge lunch, you're screwed. I mean, most people can relate. Like, you know, you have that monstrous burrito or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, all of a sudden I'm looking underneath my desk and it's looking like a great den. You know, it's like, there's not even a bed down there, but it looks so comfortable. And
I'm not afraid to go there. I just go there.
Yeah.
Just drop my pen. I'll be down there for an hour.
But, you know, most people can relate. Like after lunch, after a big lunch in particular, you've got that, I mean, you're sluggish, you're tired, you're sleepy. And what's happening is that anytime you have a big meal, all of your resources get pooled into your digestive system, which means it's leaving your brain. And if you're a knowledge worker, that means you're screwed, you know, essentially.
Okay.
And so what we want to do is eat smaller meals throughout the day.
And I've heard this like five minimize. Or six meals a day.
Absolutely.
But that's like, oh shit, then I'm going to get really fat because I'm eating five or six times a day, but you're shaking
smaller
your head.
Smaller meals.
Small meals.
Smaller meals to minimize how much pooling we have in the digestive system. So we keep that steady, even focus. And the nutrition shake's really great. I refer to it as midair refueling. You know, you don't even have to land. Whenever you take whole foods in, you're taking the airplane and you're landing, regardless of how small the meal is. You're going to have to land a little bit, you know, to digest the food as all that blood's pooling into the digestive system, and then you're going to take off again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to land and refuel, but one of the benefits of a nutrition shake like Full Strength is that you get the potent amount of nutrients that are rapidly digested into the body. Because it's a nutrition shake. Your body, it doesn't require a tremendous amount of...
There's no downtime.
Energy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no downtime. So the nutrition shake's a great way for you to stay focused and elevated and high energy throughout the day.
Plus, you're a crack dealer for those things. You gave me a box like a year and a half ago. I've been on them ever since. So.
There's like stacks of them in the office here. Yeah. Everybody's got them behind their desk.
Yeah. Right?
We love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're fantastic. And you know, it's... Our clinical results were just fantastic.
Yeah, tell us about that. That was amazing.
So yeah, we did one of the largest studies on nutrition shakes ever at the University of Oklahoma.
My alma mater.
Yes.
We're proud. We are
yes.
Very proud.
Very proud. And we had one of the top researchers in the world in performance nutrition lead the study. And going in, he was skeptical. He was like, man, I hope we find something good for you guys.
You know? And this is just specifically for Full Strength, right?
Right, right. It was a specific product study on Full Strength and exercise.
Okay.
And so what there's three groups, people who did jack shit, you know, they just, you know, did whatever they usually do.
I think I participated in that one.
Nice. Thank you very much. And then you got the group who was doing exercise, and they were essentially doing, I think, 3 days of strength training and maybe, you know, 3 days of cardio and really, really mild. I mean, we're talking like one muscle group, you do one exercise for that and then you're done. And then you move on to like legs, do one exercise and you're done. So really minimal on the training side of things.
Okay.
And they were taking shakes as well?
Well, then there's the group who was just exercising. And then there's the group who was exercising, doing the exact same exercise routine and having Full Strength. And now, one of the things that makes this study different is that in the past, nutrition shakes have done these studies around how effective they are but they don't put their name on the study. Because if it's not, you know, you're putting your balls on the line if you put your name on the study, because it's going to get published. Mm-hmm. And if you don't find conclusive results, then, you know, it's there for the world to see. So a lot of them are hidden. It's just a nutrition shake. But what they've done is that then they put people on very strict regimens around their nutrition intake. So they give them programs on what they can eat. You know, 4, 5, 6 times a day.
But that wasn't the case in the full strength one, right?
Exactly. So in this case, essentially we had an ad libitum diet, which means ad libit, do whatever the hell you want.
So they were eating anything.
Literally they were told, eat whatever you want. All you have to do for the first 2 weeks is have one full strength each day. And then for weeks 8 through 10, consume 2 shakes a day. Mm-hmm. Just add. So the diet really was, add 2 shakes a day, essentially, and do whatever the hell else you want. It doesn't really freaking matter.
So that was the constant. It was that they were working out and they were taking the shakes.
Yeah. And so what we found between the two groups, the exercise group and the group who was exercising and taking full strength, it was just mind blowing. And Jeffrey Stout at OU, he's been doing research for over 25 years now. He said this is the most impressive result he's ever seen on any study.
Wow.
Conducted.
And can you give us some examples?
Yeah. So they lost 83% more weight just by adding 2 shakes a day.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing is that 60% of it was pure fat mass. So 60% greater fat mass loss.
So if you're going to bother to work out, why not take the shakes too? And then you have
it's just an unfair competitive advantage. Uh-huh. So yeah.
We don't want everyone knowing.
And this is the crazy thing is that, so, you know, 83% greater weight loss, 60% greater fat mass loss. And then with muscle mass, it was a 50% increase. So these people were losing weight, losing fat, and building tremendous amounts of muscle.
And the basic ingredient in this is horse steroids, right? What do we?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there's some bull steroid in there too.
Bull, yeah, they've shown that if you put a horse and bull steroid,
especially formulated combination.
No, yeah. But this stuff's good for you, right? It's not just some kind of cocktail of chemicals. It's
a really amazing. And this is the analogy: if you could spend 20 years preparing the perfect meal, that's what full strength is. Because honestly, like literally, Sean's been working in the, you know, nutrition shake industry since its birth.
Really. Right.
And he's spent his life like studying this stuff and building products and he gets better at it every time. And he jacked one out of the park with full strength.
Nice.
And so, I mean, literally he's spent 20 years doing all the legwork to get to this point. To create this amazing product.
And the body responds. It's in a healthy manner. You take these things and the body is healthier.
Oh, yeah.
From eating them.
Dramatically healthier. And then, you know, cholesterol, we had a 65% greater reduction in cholesterol.
Wow.
And, you know, and Jeffrey Stout was saying, you know, this makes the pharmaceutical interventions for high cholesterol look foolish, you know.
The Lipitors and all of that stuff out
there. I mean, they're not seeing a 65 point drop in cholesterol.
exercising.
But you don't have to lift weights with Lipitor. You just take a pill.
That's true. It's just so much easier.
Yeah, you just sit there and watch Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, and then a lot, you know, people found more energy, you know, like 44% more energy.
Jesus.
So, you know, you just take the stuff and it's just pouring in just the right nutrients that the body needs. And the body responds really well.
So in combination with some whole foods meals, this is just an exercise 3 times a week at least.
Yeah.
This is a fantastic foundation for strength.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. I mean, I'm a full strength addict. So
I am too. That's the only reason why you got 15 minutes on the show to talk about. What's one kind of nugget in terms of like motivation that we can hand to our listener today?
Yeah.
Get him off his ass and get him healthier.
Right. I think the one thing is that if you find yourself in an obligation, you need to really decide whether it's for you or not.
So say more about that. I'm obligated to work out.
Right, right.
If
you feel obligated or, you know, what you hear in your mind is I should do this,
uh-huh.
You know, then you need to actually stop right there because obligations, they don't last long, and they're okay, but they're not your ideal source of motivation. So you need to figure out, does this really connect with something that I truly want for myself? Something that I authentically want in my life? And that's the question. If it doesn't align, then cut it out. Just kill the just kill it right then. You know, the obligation's dead. You know what? You don't fit, you're done. Bang. If it does fit, then just, you need to rephrase it as, this is something that I want to do to get this. And once you connect that with like, what's the true purpose of something that you really want?
What am I inspired to do?
Exactly.
Is this going to serve that?
If it doesn't connect with that, then cut it out. Get it out entirely. If it does, then you need to figure out how to fully engage with it. Really, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, having a nutrition shake, taking up strength training, doing something else in your life, how do you fully engage with that discipline, with that practice, with that, you know, training methodology? How do you fully engage with that? Because once you learn how to really deeply engage with it, that's when the joy starts to come.
Yeah.
And then naturally, you don't need any motivation to do something that you enjoy.
Yeah, it's, I mean, almost like there's no joy in the should. Like, oh, I did that. It's like, no, I'm getting joy because I'm doing what I love most. And this is serving whatever, all these other actions and these other things that I'm doing in my life are serving this deeper calling that I have, or something that I'm motivated and inspired to do.
Right. Yeah.
Great.
And I mean, that's the thing. So it's kind of like three tips in one, but pull out the shotgun anytime you've got an obligation and put it on the freaking stand and be like, listen, either you're going to get aligned with the purpose and in my passion for life, or I'm pulling this fucking trigger, you know, you know, and if it's like, okay, all right, I'm going to get in line, you got it, baby. Then you just find out, how do you fully engage with it? How do you really fall in love with the practice itself?
Beautiful. I love getting rid of the shoulds, man. That's just like, oh
yeah.
Oh, I can't, I should be home with my, you know, she wants me to love. It's just like, oh dude.
No.
Where, what are you inspired?
Yeah.
What are you inspired to do? I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Rob. I appreciate you sharing the wisdom. I feel like we could do a whole series on this work, and
let's do it, man.
Yeah. Let's have you in more often. So, all right, brother, thanks for coming in, man.
Next week, we'll have Dr. Shondor Gardos on the show to discuss how men are missing the boat when it comes to sex. Thanks for listening.